Joining us right now on the phone, Republican State Senator Heather Summers. Heather, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Glad you're here today, too.
Thank you.
Update us on this story. Now, the last item we had on this story, Heather, was that we had a no contest plea connected to this, correct?
That is correct. We have a no contest plea, which means you're not admitting guilt in the eyes of the law, but you are guilty as charged.
But yeah. You know something? When you look at this, when you look at what was done, I don't see how they can get away with anything. I mean, really, they're criminals in my book.
Well, I would have to... you know, obviously everyone deserves to have a fair trial and to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. In this case, the evidence that we have been exposed to would be overwhelming for me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sitting in that particular judge seat and or, you know, potential jury, but clearly the state has done a good job in presenting the evidence for the type of plea that has been, had by the two people that have been charged now. I would not be, we would not be seeing somebody plead, not guilty in the eyes of the law, but taking the full guilty charge for what has happened unless they had done a good job at presenting the evidence. And quite frankly, there is absolutely zero excuse for someone who is on the job, being paid, in many times being paid overtime hours at an exorbitant rate, to care for people that are most vulnerable, to abuse them, and to think that they're going to get away with it. I think that in this case, I am very happy that this was pushed as far as it could. I commend the judge who said no one is eligible for accelerated rehab. I cannot thank that judge enough. I think that was one of the wisest judge decisions I've seen in so long. And that if you are put in a position where you are caring for our most vulnerable, you are expected to, have a moral compass that would not allow you to behave in this manner, and that it's wrong, and you will be charged, and you will be held accountable.
Heather, the part of this, and I was just telling Brad this before you called, the part of this that just really makes my head explode here is that this was done to this guy at Whiting by state employees, correct? These are employees getting paid by taxpayer money, and if it wasn't for a whistleblower, we might not have ever known about this.
That is 100% true. Taxpayers are paying state employees to care for our most vulnerable. This is one of the areas which I think government has a role, that we do need to care for those who are most vulnerable. And, abusing patients, and we're paying for it, and we're paying overtime for it, and we will be paying pensions for it. If these individuals end up spending time in prison, that we still, if they're eligible for retirement, the state of Connecticut still pays their pensions while they're in jail. So that's something that I absolutely will be submitting a bill on this year. I don't imagine that it's going to go anywhere because it is, part of a contract. But I just find it, as you said, your head wants to explode. I find it everything wrong with government that if you're doing something on the job that the taxpayers are paying your salary to do, and you commit a criminal act during that job, as part of your job, and end up going to prison, that you still get your pension. There's something really wrong with that. And a pension based on overtime, when you perhaps have agitated a patient, so you need more care for that patient, it's ordered by the doctor. So you're agitating a patient, abusing a patient, so you can get overtime hours to continue to abuse them, in which the taxpayers that are paying your salary will now be paying your pension in jail, where you get 3 square meals a day and you're not abused.
Senator, I want you to answer me a question. This is absolutely ridiculous what you just said about the state employees. They're going to be able to have their bonuses or whatever you call them. But the point is, you mean to tell me that there's nobody in the state, nobody in a leadership position that says you're not going to get them because of what you did? I mean, we got a bigger problem than I even thought.
To the contract.
Yes.
Yes. From what I've been told. Now, granted, I've only, you know, we know we've caused a lot of shakeups here, but I've only been there for two years,
yeah.
Right? So, from what I've been told, it's, you know, part of the contract. That is not something that is taken away unless the Attorney General steps in and makes a case that the pension should be withdrawn. Now,
will there be any? Do you anticipate any pressure on William Tong, the incoming Attorney General, to do that?
Well, I can tell you that I personally will be writing a letter asking for that to happen because it's wrong. It's not right.
You're going to get a lot of support. I'll tell you right now, a lot of support.
The other idea is maybe we should send them a bill for their care in our jail system that would be equal to what their pension is. I'm not sure which way to go, but there's just something. I mean, that would never happen in the outside world.
Of course not.
First of all, most people don't have pensions, but second of all, if they did, it would be yank, sorry, see you later, you're a criminal, and maybe there's some, I haven't had an opportunity to look at it, maybe there's some reason why they pled the way they did, because in the eyes of the law, they're not guilty, so
yeah.
Does that make it more beneficial for them to keep their pensions? You know, I'm not even sure if these individuals are able to retire, I'm not sure what the situation was, but if they were able to, they would still get it. You'd have to go through the Attorney General. And I believe that there's only two times that the Attorney General in the past has done that, against state policemen for doing something of a much less charge than this. That's the information that I have to date.
Mm-hmm.
But I think anyone looking at this from the outside, could say this is not right. This has to change. And... I want to be clear, this is not all state employees. There's so many great state employees that I work with every day. These are just a few individuals, and there are great state employees working at that Whiting Forensic facility. Obviously, the whistleblower is one of them, but I have a bookcase full of correspondence from, great employees that want us to keep pushing because they want the reforms and they want the change that is necessary there. And, there's many things that went into this, but I feel for the state employees that are in a work environment where they feel that they can't come forward. That has to change, and that's going to be my mission. We have a new director there who I think is doing a great job. I visited Whiting Forensics since he's been there and seen some of the changes, and I've liked what I've seen. It's not going to be fixed overnight, but they're making a concerted effort to change the culture there, which is not easy. Changing a culture is, something that takes time and true leadership at the top. And with a new administration coming on, I think this is an opportunity for the new governor-elect to make a selection in who his commissioner should be, someone that could change the tone of what we've seen out of DMIS. That would be, I think, a welcomed change to send a message that things will not be the same as they were under the Malloy administration. I think that's very, very important. I know that they're doing a nationwide search for different commissioners. I'm not sure exactly what the plan is for the commissioner of DMIS currently, but I think that would send a strong message to everyone in the state of Connecticut that has watched this horror story unfold and the cost associated with the care of these patients, and then to have, people flippantly say, well, geez, what are you doing this for? This has been going on for years. What do you care about that for? Because it's wrong. It's costing our taxpayers money that could be well spent providing care in other areas that may be of critical need also. And, we have to have a moral compass as someone who's in government to do what's right for those who are most vulnerable. And it does beg the question, geez, if this is happening here, what else is going on that no one's paying attention to? So... we'll see as the additional folks that have been accused of these abuses come forward, if they plead the same way or what happens there, watch the story closely. This is something that is going to be followed closely by myself, and I know others that are also just disturbed and wanting to make sure that the right thing happens here at this.
Well, I don't think that you're going to have to go to Harvard to figure it out. The right thing to happen. The right thing to happen is to take care of these criminals, and that's what they are. Mm-hmm. They're criminals mm-hmm. that didn't care for life. That's what happened.
Right. Well, you know, and if you put it into perspective, you know, one of the things I thought was really interesting to watch as far as human nature is concerned, if this had happened to an animal, if we saw a...
Oh, people would go, oh, my God, if we abused puppies, people would have been in jail in a week.
Right, these are people, that's why I just think it's really interesting in human nature because, you know, puppies are innocent and everyone can relate to, you know, a cute little puppy. How mm-hmm. could anybody do this? But these are human beings.
Absolutely.
Now, some of them have done things that are really bad,
mm-hmm.
but they were criminally insane. They have serious, you know, mental incapacities. But some of the people at this facility have done nothing. They've been the victims
yeah.
of crime.
No, and you know, Senator, we're running a bit short on time here. But again, you're right. They deserve a decent level of human care, no matter if they're criminally insane or they're there for any other
Absolutely
reason.
Absolutely right.
We'll keep an eye on this. Senator Heather Summers, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You too. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well.